Hello, this is Gerald O'Connor, and welcome to the Hand Me Down podcast, a podcast of history and family stories. The goal of this series is to tell some of the stories of my family in the context of the history in which those stories occurred. It's part genealogy and part history that I hope you'll enjoy. In this quick post, a statue and windows in our parish church make a connection to ancestors on both sides of my family. Recently, my brother Matt has been asked to supervise the buildings and grounds for Sacred Heart Parish Church Rectory and Hall in East Sacramento. In taking on the role, his predecessor Frank Mugertegi bequeathed to him an extensive and well-maintained binder of notes, invoices, receipts, and other ephemera cataloging the history of parish construction and maintenance projects going back to the establishment of the parish in 1926. Two notes in that binder caught his eye that he wanted to share with me, and I passed them along here. The first note, apparently from around the time of the opening of the new Sacred Heart Parish Church in 1931, details the receipt of a Carrara marble statue of the Sacred Heart, donated by Mr. E.W. Gardner and his daughter, Mrs. Gerald Desmond, in memory of Mrs. Catherine Gardner, deceased. The total cost of the statue, with transportation and erection on temporary altar, was $405.20. That's nearly $8,000 in 2024. My great-grandfather, Everett Ward Gardner, lost his wife Catherine in October 1926, just days before his daughter, my grandmother Catherine, was to marry my grandfather Gerald M. Desmond. The Sacramento Bee's article on that wedding reported, "Owing to the recent bereavement in the bride's family, the ceremony was carried out with the utmost simplicity at the cathedral downtown. My grandparents, Gerald and Catherine, settled down in their first home, three blocks from where the new Sacred Heart Church would be built at 39th and J Streets, and my great-grandfather Everett lived with them on 42nd Street for the remainder of his life." Now, I've been in Sacred Heart Church hundreds of times. This was the parish church that I grew up in, my brothers also. And we never knew that the life-size statue of Jesus at the end of the east transept was donated by my great-grandfather and grandmother. There's no plaque or note on or near the statue attributing who the donors were, and I have no idea if my parents knew anything about it. They were both toddlers in 1931. I don't recall their saying anything about it to me. My brother Brian says that he has a vague recollection of someone mentioning a Desmond relative associated with the statue, but he can't recall if it was a parish priest or a family member. The second note of interest in that binder involves the decorative windows. Seven stained glass windows, four in the sanctuary, one in nave, one in baptistry, and the rose window, were imported from Ireland in the spring of 1932. The glass was made by Harry Clark Stained Glass Limited, Dublin, and J.E. Kane of Sacramento erected them. The rose window was bought by the parish. The others were donated. That's the end of the note. Now, a little research on that reveals that Harry Clark was a world-renowned, highly regarded Dublin stained glass artist and book illustrator, a leading figure in the Irish arts and crafts movement, who died young of tuberculosis at the age of 41 in 1931. Clark personally worked on four of the windows for Sacred Heart before his death. His studio, which apparently was open and in operation through to the early 1970s, his studio completed the remaining windows, far more than seven, based on his designs. Original drawings of these windows can be found in the Trinity College Dublin Library archives, and four of those are online. They were cleaned and restored by the parish in 2014. Today, Clark's windows can be seen everywhere from England, Europe, Australia, and the United States. And Ireland has quite a few of them from their native sun. While some are in galleries and art collections, others are still in the houses of worship for which they were designed. Most notably, St. Mary's Church in the little village of Ballinrobe, County Mayo, the home of my O'Connor ancestors, has 16 panels. This is amongst the largest collections of Clark windows anywhere. Like the windows in Sacred Heart Church in Sacramento, each is a textbook example of Clark's exuberant style with rich jewel tones, intricate floral and abstract backgrounds, and expressive depictions of the hands and faces of the subjects, according to Atlas Obscura. Brian and Matt both reported having seen Harry Clark windows on their trips to Ireland. And I'm certainly planning on paying a visit when I'm in Ireland, hopefully this summer. That's it for now. I had help from the websites and Facebook pages of Sacred Heart Church in Sacramento and St. Mary's in Ballinrobe. The Worship Interiors Group and the Trinity College Library provided information and images on the stained glass windows. My thanks to Matt and Brian O'Connor for their contributions. If you would like to see the images, documents, and links related to this episode, be sure to visit the website at o'connor.home.blog. This podcast was written and produced by me, Gerald O'Connor. The theme music is by Andy Slatter at Audio Jungle, with additional music under a Creative Commons license. Thanks for listening. I'll see you next time on Hand Me Down.